good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
We got a scoop this morning, and it has coming out of Cooperstown. Give us the update.
Well, it's big news, David, big local news about Doubleday Field. As most people know, the grandstand and ballpark in downtown Cooperstown was known for 75 years as the birthplace of baseball. The story was that Abner Doubleday, who fired the first shot in defense of Fort Sumter and then distinguished himself at Gettysburg, drew up the basic rules of baseball in Finney's Pasture here in downtown Coop. That was the conclusion of the Mills Commission, which convened in 1905 to determine the origins of the national sport. That story's been largely debunked, but meanwhile, the ballpark that opened in 1939 has a history of its own. It hosted hundreds of big leaguers over the decades that the Hall of Fame game was held and helped enhance the aura of Cooperstown as baseball's Rome. People think the field belongs to the Hall of Fame, but it's actually village property. And as Mayor Ellen Tillipaw said the other day, that's a lot of infrastructure for a village of 1,800 people to maintain. And it's getting old. In recent years, half the concrete bleachers along the third base line have been cordoned off, as you may have seen if you've been here lately. Last week, during the Bud Fowler tournament, it rained. And the game had to be stopped out of fears the pitcher's mound would be damaged. So that's about to change for the better. Mayor Tillipaw confirmed yesterday, that the Empire State Development Corporation is planning to give the village a $5 million grant for repairs and improvements to Doubleday Field. The village is hoping for the announcement as soon as the next few days. If work starts in the fall, that means most of it can be done and maybe even completed in 1919, the 100th anniversary of when the Cooperstown Chamber of Commerce first obtained a lease on Finney's Pasture and began developing it. It was then, 100 years ago, that volunteers, regular folks around here, leveled the field and built a diamond. Today's structure was completed 80 years ago next year, the same year as the first induction. The plan is for the Doubleday Field parking lot, which is now chock-a-block with cars, to be redesigned to create a pedestrian walkway from Main Street to the grandstand, with green space for picnicking and space for kids to play catch. Modern bleachers will be placed along the third base line, and behind it, a two- or three-story building with offices, new restrooms, a press box, and a community space that can be used for meetings, parties, and even wedding receptions for baseball fans, creating an income stream to pay for the upgrades. A museum or historical exhibit space will be developed under the grandstand. If this happens, and it looks like it will, again, it could be largely done by the centennial. And that would be an opportunity for the Cuomo administration to highlight tourism advances during his tenure, not just here, which have been significant, but Niagara Falls, the Adirondacks, Atlanta and the Hudson Valley, Saratoga, everywhere, really. So perhaps folks at the Empire State Development Corp are thinking along those lines.
Jim Kevlin, editor, publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this and other stories this morning. Jim, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next week.
Well, thank you, David.